Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier to stand up for you when your world comes crashing down. I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you when you're up against the wall. I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello. Welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host. And for this program, I want to share an article written by Esther Davidovich. And it's entitled, The Secret Life of Bisexual Husbands. He may be a great husband and a loving father, yet he could be making love to a man, and his wife will be the last to know. One woman admits that hers was hardly the perfect marriage. She said, I was unhappy for 21 years, but I didn't know why. Then one afternoon, while cleaning out a closet, she said she finally learned what was wrong. She couldn't believe it. In the back of the closet, all the way on top, she discovered a stack of magazines her husband, a successful doctor, had stashed away. All were pornographic and homosexual. I was hysterical. Absolutely off the wall, she recalled. Frantic, she searched through other closets and discovered a nationwide list of gay bars in one. I was crushed. I was crazed, shaking and sobbing. I called my husband and told him to come home immediately. When he arrived, she asked him, the man who had made love to her since high school, the man with whom she had had 3 children, the man she loved dearly and thought she knew so well, who are you? Are you gay? Although he never answered, because he only said, I love you and I love the children, I can't help this. It's all he'd allow. She says she now knows that her husband is neither gay nor straight, but bisexual. One of millions of men in this country and worldwide who are sexually turned on by both men and women. I felt so stupid, she continues, what kind of moron doesn't know her own husband's sexuality? Many bright, sophisticated, educated women don't know the truth about the sexuality of the men in their lives and in their beds. Research indicates that 2/3 of bisexual men, of an estimated 6 million, are married. According to Jinskar Goros, a doctor and social worker from Honolulu, and who is the author of a book called When Husbands Come Out of the Closet, she said, bisexual husbands are perhaps the most closeted population around. She believes bisexuality is probably twice as prevalent as homosexuality, and for reasons still not entirely clear to experts, nearly 4 times as likely among men than women. There is no clear consensus about how common bisexuality is among men. For clarification purposes, I don't usually like to use the word bisexual, because how does a man know he's bisexual? Because he has sex with men. So I just call everybody gay. But I am sharing someone's article, so I'm saying it the way she has it. In a recent study by someone named Alan Guttmacher, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, 2% of sexually active men aged 20 to 39 reported having had sex with another man in the last 10 years. Only half of those classify themselves as homosexual. Yet, in the Janus report on sexual behavior, which is generally acknowledged to be more comprehensive, to be a more comprehensive sex survey in recent history, 22% of men surveyed said they had had a homosexual experience. And a study conducted by Rand Corp of about 61,000 males, Playboy magazine readers, revealed that 1 in 8 in a group that is presumably attracted to women had had at least one homosexual experience as an adult. William Weldon, PhD, a psychologist and director of the Bisexual Information and Counseling Services in New York City, believes the proportion is even higher. Just make a list of all the men you know, toss it into a hat, and pick out every 6th name. That should give you an idea of how prevalent bisexuality among men is. Yet, despite its prevalence, an Adelphi University study found that 85% of the brides of bisexuals had no inkling of their husband's dual sexuality before they married. Most never find out. If they do, it's often by accident. It may be one of the best kept secrets in America, all over the world, for that matter. A secret our society can no longer afford to keep. A woman named Marie can attest to the dangers of concealed bisexuality. The 44-year-old mother of two is dying from AIDS, which she contracted from her husband of 6 years. Yet she says she had no idea her second husband was anything other than heterosexual. He wanted me in the bedroom, phone off the hook, door locked, all the time, she said. When he began to get ill, she said no one, including his doctors, suspected that he had the fatal disease. He didn't have typical AIDS symptoms. In fact, for a long time, doctors suspected he had multiple sclerosis. Then 2 weeks before her husband, a retired Navy man, died at age 46, a routine AIDS test came back positive. That day, her whole world ended, she said. I couldn't figure out how he got it. I knew he wasn't doing drugs. I would have seen needle marks. It wasn't until 2 months after his funeral that she learned the truth. While emptying out his wallet, she found membership cards to gay bathhouses. I was stunned, she said. Later, she also discovered her husband's duffel bag stuffed with homosexual magazines, lubricants, and condoms. My mourning quickly turned to anger and hate, she said. My husband gambled with my life and lost. He killed me. Experts say her husband's silence and the deadly silence surrounding bisexuality in general has led to her and hundreds more women, well, thousands more women, cases known thus far by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, contracting AIDS, sometimes passing it on to their babies. According to the CDC, sex with men who have sex with other men has become a major medical concern. So far, another woman, we call her Tina, is not among those casualties. The 40-year-old resident woman said that she tested negative for HIV, the virus that caused AIDS. It's a test, she confides, she kept taking obsessively after her husband of 8 years, a 43-year-old journalist, died of the disease. We were a picture postcard family. We had a beautiful kid, 2 cars, a dog, a lovely home. We had a marriage that I believe to be better than most. But after her husband died, she also had to live with the feeling that, as she put it, he duped me. She learned her husband had AIDS just 2 weeks before he died. For more than a year, doctors tested him for everything: liver cancer, lupus, a rare parasite, multiple sclerosis. Then they finally ran an AIDS test on a whim. On his deathbed, her husband told her he had gotten the disease from a woman. I knew he was lying. He would just look away and sob. Yet, I couldn't fathom what the truth was. But when, some months later, she attended a support group meeting for significant others of AIDS victims, a gay man there told her, "I used to see your husband in my regular hangouts." She was dumbfounded. She fancied herself well-informed, but as incredible as it may sound, she hadn't had a clue. Was she wearing blinders? Some wives say there are clues if women only dare to look. One woman, a 53-year-old mother of three, reports that her husband, a self-employed businessman, would often fall asleep during foreplay. But she says, "I just thought there was something wrong with me. I wasn't attractive enough or stimulating enough." A few wives, including AIDS victim Marie, noted their husband's friends were primarily gay men. But at the time, she said, "Instead of being suspicious, I gave him credit for being non-judgmental." Still, other wives said their husbands would be away a great deal of time, often claiming to be at work. One woman, for example, says her husband, a doctor, would simply have his beeper go off. He'd come home, get beeped, and disappear, she says. "I thought he was just doing his job." Nevertheless, experts note spotting bisexuals is rarely easy. Bisexuality has absolutely nothing to do with how manly a man is, what his interests are, what he does for a living, or what political party he belongs to. One doctor says, "I see all kinds of people, from doctors to professional football players to policemen to ministers, who are bisexual. But until they drop the bomb, no one, no matter how close they are to them, knows, unless they are bisexual themselves and they hang out together." And often, what bisexual husbands do in the bedroom isn't an indicator either. Studies reveal bisexual men have more sex with their wives than the average heterosexual man, and more sex with men than the average homosexual man. One woman, for example, confides that until her husband's final year, the couple had had an active, satisfying sex life. He seemed to lose interest in the last year, the year the couple began to have some marital problems. At the time, she thought that was the reason for his sudden disinterest. "Now I believe it was his way of protecting me from getting AIDS," she said. But it isn't just the lack of obvious signs that keeps women in the dark. Often, bisexual husbands work extraordinarily hard to ensure that they don't give themselves away. Most men who have sex with both men and women, like maybe 69%, according to the RAND study, consider themselves to be straight. What they do with other men in public parks, the back seats of cars, or cheap motels, or even in hotels, they frequently dismiss as a mere tension release. These men have been hiding their bisexuality from themselves all their lives. Is it any wonder they can hide it from their loved ones too?
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell you, but I guess it's clear to see.
just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should play. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? Just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be mad. It's a brand new time for me.
One father of three, a psychologist, who is in his early 50s, says he has managed to hide his same-sex orientation liaison from his wife for 22 years. Telling her would complicate my life to no end, he says. His wife, he is certain, doesn't know that once a month, he and his lover, a married businessman, meets in a local hotel or somewhere near their home, or sometimes in their home, for what he describes as incredible sex. My partner and I are physically intense with each other. When we're finished, we both feel so complete. It's as if we've been on a long trip and are now finally back home. Telling his wife, he says, would be sadistic. Besides, he adds, that is not the same as an affair. I'm satisfying a part of me that can't be satisfied by my wife. That's his reasoning. So what if his wife did find out? When she discovered her husband's secret, it didn't register. She just couldn't believe it. Her husband had confessed after he'd returned home late and found that his alibi, the man he was supposed to be working with, had called his wife to ask about his whereabouts. The wife said, I was so naive. I thought that he was in an awful accident. I called the police, the hospital, and the morgue. Once the numbness wore off, however, she felt angry, panicky, and thoroughly confused. What you thought was true is false. Right is wrong, explains another straight spouse specialist. Your self-identity is shattered. Your moral compass broken in two. Most marriages, two-thirds, experts say, dissolve after disclosure. This woman was one of them. For 2 years, we tried to make it. For 2 years, we tried to save it. We even tried to have sex, but it didn't work. First on his part, then mine. The remaining third usually try to work out an arrangement. The night one 29-year-old woman found her husband, a 30-year-old lawyer, kissing a man passionately in his car, she forbade him to act on his homosexual urges ever again. We talked about it a lot, but it was still horrible, she reports. When we had sex, all I could do was picture him with another man. It took me 3 years to finally erase the picture and to stop worrying about us. She admits, however, she's still on edge. Last night, he told me about an article he read about AIDS, and immediately I looked for hidden meaning. Why is he telling me this? Nevertheless, today she is pregnant with their first child. I decided we had to go on with our lives. Besides, I want to stay married. My husband, my best friend. So, I trust him. Or, at least, I trust that he will tell me. Imagine. Should this woman trust her husband? No more or less than she would if he were straight. Cheating experts note, it's hardly the exclusive domain of bisexual or homosexual men. And it's the cheating, not so much the gender of the person that husbands are cheating with, that so hurts these wives.
I'm not sure if I think it hurts more when the man is cheating with another man.
Women tend to react to the fact that their partner has been unfaithful rather than to the fact that their partner has been having sex with a man. And someone indicates that men are a lot more homophobic than women in this regard. But still, your man touching, holding, kissing, loving another man? Actually, for some women, that's more tolerable than their man touching, holding, kissing, loving another woman.
I cannot understand that.
Many wives say that if it's with another man, they can sort of see that it's different. It's a different kind of need. So they reason, he's not quite cheating on me.
Oh, really?
For most women, says Dr. Garros, finding out that their husband or the lover is a man is easier on their self-esteem, but harder on their sense of helplessness. After all, no matter how much she may try, no woman can satisfy a man's same-sex needs. He can, however, give her some control over how he satisfies these needs. One woman didn't work out any arrangement with her husband. She just hoped he would somehow change. We even had another child, she said, although soon after she became pregnant, the couple stopped having sex. Still, she says, I was always hoping that it would work out. She hid it from her children, too. But recently, she did tell her two older children, who are both over 16, even though their father forbids her, she felt they had a right to know, and rightly so. My daughter wasn't upset. Is that all? She asked. My son hasn't said a word about it yet. 4 years ago, after 26 years of marriage, she and her husband separated. We were both dying inside, yet we are still good friends, and he's a wonderful father. Despite her experience, she doesn't believe her husband is bisexual. I don't believe in bisexuality, she declares. In fact, experts say that most bisexuals lead an exclusively homosexual life after divorce. One woman, a Philadelphian researcher who specializes in human sexuality, agrees. I'm not convinced you can measure sexual orientation by performance. These men may be able to perform with women, but they lust after men. That's true in some cases, but not in most. A growing number of sex researchers insist. There are two myths about husbands. One, that if you are bisexual, you are neurotic. And that basically is a way station to being gay. Bisexuals say they love their wives and their male lovers. One 44-year-old doctor says that he has never cheated on his wife of 23 years with another woman. I've had plenty of chances to, but I can't conceive of it. It would be awful, immoral, like eating your dog. But when it comes to sleeping with other men, something he has indulged in now and then since his marriage. The tall, dark-haired father of one says he doesn't feel guilty. He mostly feels sad. The worst part of being bisexual is not being able to share it with my wife, he said. Although he always knew he was bisexual, I had some homosexual relationships before I got married, he said. He had fully intended to be a faithful husband, yet, while on one out-of-town business trip a few years ago after he got married, he wound up in bed with a male colleague. I didn't think it would happen, but afterward, I felt great. Guilt was not there. Since then, he slept with numerous men. He says he practices safe sex. He also tries to keep emotional distance from his male partners. He did, however, break that rule when he had one passionate affair with a close family friend with whom he made love in his own house. In fact, he says, I hired him to work for me so that I could be with him most every day. The relationship lasted nearly 2 years, and he says it had a profound and surprising effect on his marriage. You won't believe this, but our sex life, which is quite good anyway, increased threefold. Both my wife and I noticed it. Like many bisexual husbands, he says, homosexual sex is more intense than heterosexual sex. It's pretty powerful stuff. It's so different. In some ways, I'm cheating on my wife, he admits. But it's not intended. This is just who I am. I love her, and if she knew, it would hurt her. We have a good marriage. We support each other, but I have this big secret. Really, now. One man says, I have erotic dreams about women and erratic dreams about men. I can't help it. I'm sexually attracted to both. That's just a basic part of who I am. Some experts would argue it's a basic part of all of us, really. One person said we all have bisexuality now. We have just done a good job of refraining from the homosexual part of it. As evidence, these experts cite ancestors
who had some same genes and biological makeup but lived in a different, perhaps more open culture. In ancient Greece, for example, adolescent boys learned about sex from an experienced older man, their male lover. Once adults and married to women, these well-trained men would become the lovers and teachers of a new generation of teenage boys. Similarly, in feudal Japan, the quintessential macho samurai warrior frequently took a wife and a male lover. But you don't need to go back into time for evidence. Bisexuality frequently occurs in many contemporary cultures. In Mexico, for example, it's estimated that as many as 30% of men between the ages of 15 and 25 have had sex with both genders. And of course, even in our culture, many adolescent boys engage in sex play with each other. There are two things that we know determine one's sexuality: a genetic component and social environment. And then the second plays a much larger role than the first. For some men, bisexuality satisfies primarily physical needs. For others, primarily emotional ones. Of course, sexuality isn't fixed like eye color. It can change over time. One of Dr. Wedding's patients, the widow, has his first homosexual experience at age 70 with another widower. But if the theorists are right, and we are all a bit bisexual, that doesn't mean that we are all just waiting for an active proposition to fully feel entirely complete. I don't think so. And experts stress, even if a man is bisexual, it doesn't mean he will be unfaithful. Oh, yeah? Wait for that midlife crisis. What about a woman married to practicing bisexuals? This is no longer a problem best swept under the carpet, thanks to AIDS. If for no other reason than to protect themselves, women who suspect should talk. One woman said, after her husband died of AIDS, she felt everything: angry, stupid, bitter, resentful, hurt, and sorry. 5 years have since passed, and today, she says, I have forgiven him, but still can't condone what he did. It was wrong. I'm not saying it was wrong in not sharing the truth with me. He was not giving me the option of knowing what I was getting into. He's betrayed me. There's no question about that. I agree with you, my sister. That is one of the ultimate betrayals. Marrying a man who is a GPS, gay, posing as straight. Hurt more. I really think so. Be blessed, my straight spouse, brothers and sisters.